Today we celebrate the feast of St. Catherine, who was undoubtedly a woman of extremes. When she was a young woman, even a girl, she imposed a strict cloister on herself and lived an incredibly penitential life. And out of the prayer in that, she then felt called to go out into the world to continue to live that life of penance, but to also serve the poor and to preach. One of the interesting stories about her is when she went to the Pope in Avignon and made him come back to Rome. And it's recorded in some stories that she preached with such fierceness that she drenched her listeners with sweat, which sounds awful. I too would do whatever a woman who was preaching so intensely that she dripped sweat on me. I'd be like, oh, as long as this stops, I'll go to Rome. But St. Catherine was a woman of incredible extremes, and I would imagine, based on the stories about her, that she was probably a little rough around the edges, that there were moments that she would really challenge us as people and just challenge what we probably held up as decorum. But in the midst of that, she was really aware of the deep gentleness of Christ. And so one of the oft-repeated phrases, one of her most quoted lines, is, "All the way to heaven is heaven, because he said, I am the way. All the way to heaven is heaven, because he said, I am the way." In our first reading today, Paul reminds the Colossians that he rejoices in sufferings for your sake, lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. All the way to heaven is heaven, because he said, I am the way. Jesus didn't promise Catherine, and he doesn't promise us, that that way is going to be one of pure bliss, of pure happiness, that this journey through the world is going to be one of comfort. Instead, I think we can see in a lot of ways, big and small, that it's a journey of a thousand small afflictions. And so when we stand in the shadow of the cross, you know, of which Catherine was very aware, you know, she received the stigmata, she was not averse to the cross in any way. But when we stand in that shadow, I think it's easy to feel like Good Friday seems to last and last and last. And I think this year, I think I personally feel somewhere between Good Friday and Holy Saturday. And while it is Easter, I feel like I'm still standing very much in the shadow of the cross. But I think what Catherine shows us is that that is part of the single journey, that the Paschal mystery is the death and resurrection of Jesus. And that while Jesus didn't promise us this life of incredible comfort and luxury, he promised us his very self to walk this journey with us. And so let us pray that we, like Catherine, can stand in the shadow of the cross and still say with faithfulness that all the way to heaven is heaven, because he said, I am the way.